You know, you go back in history, go back to the, I don't know, 50s, 60s, the first big computer, the first made in the United States computer was a UNIVAC, and everybody talked about Sperry UNIVAC or Remington Rand, and all those names sort of came together, then Burroughs and Sperry merged, and it was this giant 1986 that created Unisys. And they were going to take on IBM. And the fact is, the business for IBM went south. And, of course, it went south for Unisys. And they went from, I don't know, 320,000 employees to 30,000. But the thing is, Unisys is back. And in an effort to be sure that it's back and stays back, they were real smart. They recruited Peter Altabef, who we remember as the CEO of Perot Systems, to do it. And he's been CEO. How long have you been CEO?
2015.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here.
But that really is. I mean, I think of the name. Mike Blumenthal, my gosh, was CEO of that outfit.
Unisys, actually, you're right about Burroughs and Sperry Rand. Actually, the company traces its origin back 146 years to Remington and Sons. And Unisys.
That's not the typewriter people, too, is
exactly
it?
Exactly right. Unisys, we count our formation as when Remington and Sons created the first commercial QWERTY typewriter in 1873, that became Unisys, that company. So, you know, we think of the 19th century as, you know, the big innovation was the typewriter. The 20th century was the ENIAC and the UNIVAC. And you're exactly right. It was actually predated IBM as the first commercially successful computer.
I mean, the UNIVAC was, everybody was talking about. Yeah, I guess, but that was the 50s?
The late 40s, early 50s was actually the UNIVAC. And now, you know, the question for the company is, what is the 21st century version of that?
Yeah.
And the company has pivoted to cybersecurity and to security solutions, which is very topical, but also very consistent with the DNA of the company, which makes it all the better.
And I would guess, you know, the reach was there. I mean, this was a global organization. You know, before it sort of downsized and imploded, you must have contacts and have a name that means something all around the country.
We do business in 100 countries around the world. I will tell you that the name Unisys is actually more well recognized today outside the U.S. than in the U.S. because it just is a name that is iconic out there. In the U.S., it has to compete with so much advertising that you really need to build distinctiveness.
Right.
And one of the challenges I had at the company was what really was distinctive as you built the Unisys for the 21st century.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're a New York Stock Exchange company. You've been there forever. Right. You know, you have coverage on the street. But I guess there has to be a point of difference. But you're not really marketing to the public anyway, are you?
No, we're a classic business-to-business company. You know, most of our revenue comes from about 1,300 companies around the world and governments. A little under half of our revenue is with governments around the world. So the U.S. federal government is about 22% of our revenues. And when we look at all of the rest of the governments we do business with, that's about 45%. So that's one of the other reasons from a marketing standpoint, when you're really working with those government clients, it's a very different approach. And then the other, you know, half of the company is financial services, is travel and transportation and healthcare.
Travel and transportation.
Absolutely. We are responsible for about 20% of the world's airline passenger reservations.
Really?
And about 20% of the world's commercial airline cargo. So when you think about all of the cargo that goes in the belly of all those planes, which typically makes a majority of airline profits, we're about a fifth of that worldwide. And the same thing on the passenger reservations.
So the corporate headquarters are in
Bluebell, Pennsylvania.
I know. What a wonderful name. Because all I think of are, you know, cookies and cream. But I know that's not the base of that. But you run a lot of it. I mean, you still live in Dallas.
I do. And Bluebell is still corporate headquarters. But I live here and have always lived here for 35 years. And, you know, more of my direct reports are based in Dallas than anywhere else. So in terms of kind of the executive headquarters, it really is Dallas now.
But you live on an airplane.
That's what my wife says.
And the reach continues.
It does.
So it's a crowded field, isn't it? I hear there's so many companies that seem to be in cybersecurity.
Well, but you know, one of the things about a company like Unisys is you have this brand that is well recognized, but people don't know what it stands for today. And so the question is, it's almost like you have this palette and people are saying, well, how do I fill your palette? What do I associate with the brand? And when I came to the company and looked at what was true to the company, one of the things that the company had done extremely well ever since the UNIVAC was enterprise-level, government-level security. Yeah. So one of our solution sets is an operating system called ClearPath Forward. And it is the only operating system in the world. Think of Windows as an operating system or Linux. Mm-hmm. It is the only operating system that the leading government agencies that measure these things, and you may be familiar with an agency called NIST, which does a survey of how often cyber attacks are successful. And the only operating system that has never been successfully hacked is ours. It is the most secure in the world.
There's wood here if you want to knock
on it. I knock on wood every day.
That's unheard of. I mean, with the experts always have, you know, there are two kinds of companies. The companies who've been hacked are the companies who've been hacked and they don't know that they've been hacked.
That's right. That's fair. And notice I didn't say any companies had never been hacked. But this system is extraordinarily secure.
Wow.
But the challenge for Unisys was to take the technology behind the security and make it more accessible to the everyday company that isn't the IRS, right? That isn't the clearinghouse in New York that clears $1 trillion a day. And those systems, you know, run on ClearPath Forward. So we've done that. We created a new solution called Stealth, and Stealth is now one of the leading micro-segmentation solutions out there. But it's come from that DNA of a company that really always believed in security. And that's important. You know, when you turn around a company, you can't make it up out of whole cloth, David. You have to start with what's true to the company, find what's both true and relevant, and build on that.
Well, I mean, you certainly have the depth. I mean, you also have a lot of names that you could have chosen. I mean, I'd love to see UNIVAC back used again, or Remington Rand, or Speary, or something. There's a lot to go.
We need to get you in the marketing department.
Well, I'm impressed, and I wish you the best of luck. And it's good to touch base with you again. You're doing so much, and in fact, I know you were at the Bush Center here not long ago talking about your other career, mm-hmm. which is working we're working on this moonshot initiative and lots of things in national security. Can you come back and we'll talk about that?
I'd love to do that.
All right, thanks a lot, Peter Altbus, the Chairman, President, CEO of Unisys, New York Stock Exchange, UIS. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.